Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 274 for Friday, February the 19th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher in choppy trading Friday as traders rolled out of the March contract, which is due to expire soon, and into the May contract. Canola was anywhere from 30 cents to $3 higher, with the March contract checking in at $467.10 a ton. That's up $2.90, while the May contract was up just 80 cents at $470.60 a ton. Palm oil was steady overnight, which gave canola some support, while the Canadian dollar was also weaker, which encouraged overseas buying. Chart-based purchases contributed to the upside along with commercial interest. Recent stability in global financial markets also lent some strength to canola. However, losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil capped the gains. The looming South American soybean crop was bearish for values. Losses in crude oil weighed on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all slightly lower as traders positioned themselves before the weekend. Corn was down 1 cent, with the most active March contract checking in at $3.65 a bushel. Traders took profits on the heels of a USDA report that suggested stronger than expected demand for U.S. corn. Net corn sales for last week were at 1.29 million metric tons, which topped analysts' estimates. Demand for U.S. corn is also expected to grow as South America takes its focus off of corn in favor of oil seeds. China continues to sell old fodder corn from its state reserves. Soybeans were down 1 cent with a March contract checking in at $8.78 a bushel. The market felt pressure from South America, where reports indicate yields are better than expected. The reason for that is being credited to recent rainfall. The USDA pegged last week's net soybean sales at 595,000 tons, which was in line with expectations. Some South American ports are still backlogged, which has given support to prices. Wheat was a cent weaker with the March contract at $4.61 a bushel. There are ideas the U.S. winter wheat crop could be taking some damage as temperatures in the U.S. southern plains were in the mid-20s this week. This could cause early emergence, some traders worry, and push down yields later on. Egypt purchased 250,000 tons of wheat in a tender this morning, but it appears most of that wheat was bought from France and Russia. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 19th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.